saw him for a couple of hours. What does he bring to this unit? How much does he make you better?
It's great to have him. He's a veteran presence. He's played a lot of football in this league, so it's a great addition to the group. I'm looking forward to working with him.
Saw you working with him in practice already. What did you notice? I mean, you always seen him on film, but now up close and personal.
He's a big guy. You know, he's a big guy, long arms, good athlete for his size. That's the first thing that jumps out is just he's a big dude. He moves really well. He's light on his feet. So he's played a lot of football in this league, and I'm looking forward to playing with him. You know, getting him in there, getting him some reps, and getting used to kind of playing and getting in the flow.
Is it mixed emotions when you have to bring somebody in midseason like that?
You know, there's no emotions involved in this. It's professional sports. There's always change. There's always turnover. And it's one of the things where you just have to you accept it and you move on. It's a great challenge for us. We got to kind of assimilate him and get him into the group as quick as possible. So it's a challenge for us, and it's something that, you know, I'm looking forward to. You know, he's going to help us win football games.
Do you think a guy can come to an offensive line first week, come here, and then play that Sunday?
No question. I think he can do that. I think, you know, the way we operate and the continuity that we have on the offensive line, I showed up on a Thursday in Buffalo and started Sunday against the Patriots, so it's been done before.
In terms of the experience that he brings to the table, how much do you think that can help this year? I mean, 12 years?
I think at this point, you know, he's played a lot of football, so that experience is going to be leaned on to get him in the rotation as soon as possible.
I know you said emotion doesn't play into it, but as tight a group as you guys are, when you see Tyson, I would say that they made him move for a reason.
You know, Tyson's a professional, and like I said, this is professional sports. There's no emotion involved in it. You know, we accept it as a group. We step up to the challenge, and you know, you kind of move on.
In terms of you guys played pretty good before the fourth quarter, got the rushing game going, like you talked about, then the two sacks. What was the difference in that fourth quarter that sort of?
You know, I think we found rhythm early. We were running the ball. We kind of had a good mix of run and pass. And I think in the fourth quarter, we kind of got stagnant. The run game got stopped a little bit. We weren't picking up. We had trouble picking up first downs most of the day. But I think really in that fourth quarter, you know, we lost rhythm. So as long as we have rhythm and as long as we can keep the rhythm, stay in a nice groove, mix up the play calls, I think we're fine. But when we don't have rhythm and we get one-dimensional, I think we get in trouble.
What was the difference in the running game this week compared to past weeks?
You know, we had 2 weeks to crank it up. I think the run game's all about attitude, and we prepared with the right attitude. We played with the right attitude, and we were committed to running the football. You know, coaches, players, everybody knew we had to get it going, and we took it on ourselves. The players kind of took ownership in the game plan and said, we're going to make this work.
Rich, you mentioned Foxborough. What makes it hard to
win? Bill Belichick and Tom Brady make it hard to win Foxborough. They've won obviously a lot of football games. They're very good at home. I think I've read some crazy stat of them coming off a loss playing at home. You know, the numbers are through the roof, but I think the consistency starts with them and it trickles down to everybody.
Have you gotten a win there before?
I have not. I've never beat the Patriots in my entire career. So
you ready?
It's something I'm hungry for. It's something that I told the guys today, you know, we got to make up our mind early in the week to beat these guys. We got to make up our mind right now. Have a good week of preparation and go up there and give them our best shot.
I know Bill will say the backups are expected to just go in and do their jobs, but the loss of Mayo, the loss of Wolfwork, what kind of body blow is that to their defense?
It's huge. You know, those two guys have been big-time players for them for years. And, you know, I think if anybody can do it, the Patriots do it. They have young guys, just plug them right in. They're extremely well-coached. There'd definitely be some drop-off, but I think, you know, they're so well-coached that they make up for it with technique and fundamentals.
Every year that Vince has played you guys, they've always put him in your number one running lane and taken your best run away. What's it going to be like to play a defensive line without Vince Wolfwork there?
You know, it'll be different. Vince is a tremendous player. He's one of the best players I've ever played against. You know, it'll be different. You know, Vince is top-notch. You know, you always have to account for him. So without that, you know, they have to kind of maybe do some different things. You know, we got to watch a lot of tape and figure out what they're doing. But it will be a difference without Big Vince in there.